This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Prophetic Recovery, a video series that is dedicated to compile various narrations from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his teachings and commands, that if we follow them to the best of our ability, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will recover from porn addiction, undesirable sexual activities, or we will not fall prey to these vices, inshaAllah ta'ala. Today's hadith is found in Musnad Ahmad, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, اضمنوا لي ستا, guarantee me six deeds. اضمن لكم الجنة, I will then guarantee you Jannah. That's our ultimate hope in this dunya, that at the end, inshaAllah ta'ala, at the end of this difficult world that we are living in, we will end up inshaAllah safely in Jannah. Say Ameen. So two of these actions are relevant to our program, but inshaAllah ta'ala, to bring these benefits to everyone, we will list all the six, inshaAllah ta'ala. Number one on the list is أصدقوا إذا حدثتم. Be truthful, be honest and transparent when you speak. Number two, وأوفوا إذا وعدتم, and fulfill your promises when you make them. Number three, وأدوا إذا أؤتمنتم, and return the trust when you are entrusted with anything, return them back to their rightful owners. Now pay close attention to the following two, inshallah. وَاحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ, and protect, safeguard your private parts. وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, and lower your gaze. Last episode, if you remember, we mentioned the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell to the believing men to lower their gaze. As a result, their private part will be protected, because whatever you stare at, it is stored in our brain. And as a result, we tend to act out our fantasy, our imaginations that were stored as a result of looking, wal'ayadu billah, to porn and the like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us that as soon as we are disturbed by any sexual images, we should immediately lower our gaze so that we avoid storing them deep into our brains, so that they do not turn into addiction. Wal'ayadu billah, may Allah protect us all. In this narration, the Prophet ﷺ is repeating the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's telling us the first command should be to protect our private parts. So stay away from any situation where zina could happen, lose relationships, hanging out with the opposite gender unnecessarily and the like. And وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, and lower your gaze. So these two things, my brothers and sisters in Islam, are mentioned in this narration, that if we safeguard them, if we were able to stay away from any situation that may lead us to zina, protecting our private parts, and if we could do our best to lower our gaze, and I know it's hard, it's difficult, but it is doable, to the best of your ability, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will guarantee you Jannah. On the Day of Judgment, you will come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him, I did my best, I stayed away from zina, I lowered my gaze to the best of my ability, I stayed away from TV series and movies and the like, and now I came to you, O Messenger of Allah, where is your guarantee of Jannah? InshaAllah ta'ala, he will intercede on your behalf with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit you to Jannah. And the last point in the hadith, as I mentioned, for the benefit of everyone, وَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ, and restrain your hands from harming anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of Jannah. But brothers and sisters who are addicted to pornography out there, addicted to any undesirable sexual activities, if you want Jannah, do your best to stay away from any situation that may lead you to zina, the actual act of zina, wal'ayadu billah, which Imam al-Dhahabi in his book Al-Kaba'ir, Major Sins, had listed it as the 10th most major sin in Islam. So if you can stay away from that, and if you could do your best to lower your gaze, inshaAllah ta'ala, Jannah is guaranteed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah. Say Ameen. We'll see you inshaAllah ta'ala in another episode very soon. Prophetic Recovery. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.